What started as a regular basketball game between two teams ended in the arrest of 30 Turkish youth. Police in the Turkish city of Kayseri stepped in after the crowd waving Palestinian flags began protesting against the Israeli team. According to the indictment, they have been accused of insulting Israel. This is not the first time Israeli players have been forced off the court. In 2009, some 3,000 Turkish fans disrupted a game in the capital Ankara. Some analysts say these events shine a light on the growing rift between the longtime regional allies who share trade, military, and strategic ties.
Tensions between Turkey and Israel were at one time reserved for the political leaders. However, those strains are being seen more frequently here on the streets. And this is especially true since the deadly raid on the Gaza aid ship back in May of 2010, which resulted in the deaths of 9 Turkish activists.
Israel. Turkey's
relationship with Israel will always be bad because they don't like Turkey and they don't like Muslims. They are using their power along with America to oppress people in the Middle East.
Israel katildir.
There's no need for Israel in Middle East. Israel is a murderer. Israel is finished. It is living its last days.
Israel refuses to apologize to Turkey for the deaths, saying their troops acted in self-defense. According to Hayraten Turan, the editor of the foreign desk at Turkiye newspaper, relations between the two countries really soured with the Israeli invasion of the Gaza Strip in December
2008.
Turkey completely supports a free Palestine. Israel does not like our stance on that issue. After the flotilla situation, Turkey is doing everything it can, politically and economically on the international stage for Palestine.
While Turkey is a predominantly Muslim country, it is a secular one, leading some to believe it will make a good role model for new governments in the Middle East. Turkey also maintains strong ties with Iran, and with that, growing influence across the region. The dilemma now rests with Israel and how long they feel their policies will keep them afloat. Natalie Carney, Press TV, Istanbul.